Hey, this is Dan with a new Audio Boo. This is CBP Audio Boo number 59, Avengers 227. So, somewhere in between issues 226 and 227, we got a new Captain Marvel. And this is the Monica Rambeau Captain Marvel, whose origin and who was introduced in back in Amazing Spider-Man Annual number 16. That was back when annuals, you know, still meant something, and they were interesting to read. So this issue picks up with Captain Marvel at Avengers Mansion, and the Avengers have kind of taken her under their wing and are preparing to test the limits of her power. So, you know, Iron Man's hooking up his technological doodads and such, and she, you know, she juices up, however, juices up sounds awful, but she powers up and she blasts across the world and hits satellites and she bangs all over the place, and she comes back and she circles the globe in under like 2 or 3 seconds or something. So she's pretty awesome, you know. She's got some, I always thought she had a pretty awesome power set. So the Wasp immediately is like, "Ah, oh, you have to join. You're awesome." And it's at that point when you really see that there is a kind of a battle of the sexes going on in Avengers Mansion. You know, because Cap's like, "No, hold on a second. You know, where there's security clearances and there's applications to fill out and background checks and references." And the Wasp is like, "Ah, I took care of all that, no problem." So, so Captain Marvel is now a provisional Avenger or Avenger in training, something like that. And so the Wasp takes off. She has a lunch with Reed and Sue Richards. Jarvis is giving Captain Marvel a tour of the mansion, and you know, Hawkeye starts going off saying, all these women are just messing everything up, and you know, his manliness is being, he feels is being challenged, you know, with She-Hulk, you know, who is, you know, very forward and always challenging his masculinity, and, you know, so it's a real changing of the guard, as it were, you know, with the male Avengers being threatened by these strong female characters, you know, and you've got, you know, then, you know, She-Hulk picks up Iron Man's 5-ton piece of machinery, and she's like, "Oh, don't worry, I'll take it back to the basement." And he's like, "Okay, well, just be careful." So it's kind of funny, you know, the women are taking over, and the men are, they just are beside themselves. They don't know what to do. You know, we see the quick little lunch scene between Janet, Reed, and Sue, which is, yeah, you know, whatever. And then it cuts to Hank Pym, who's in prison, and there's a psychiatrist who is, you know, trying to determine whether or not Hank is fit to stand trial. And this issue, it pretty much, there, I counted, there's about 9 pages where Hank gives this psychiatrist his life story, basically telling his entire origin from the time he, you know, created the Pym particles with, you know, became Ant-Man, all the way up to the point where he, you know, became Yellow Jacket and ended up in jail. So almost half of this issue is devoted to, you know, the Hank Pym story. And it's kind of a pathetic story, actually. Like, you know, you really feel bad for Hank Pym after reading this. And then, so the doctor is done with his examination, and he goes back to his office, and he right away gets on the phone with, and you see he's talking to Tony Stark, and I guess he was a doctor or a psychiatrist hired by Stark to you know, again, to determine his fitness to stand trial. And the doctor's like, well, he suffered at least 4 nervous breakdowns. He has a massive inferiority complex. And he has this delusion that he's being set up by Egghead. But he's totally fit to stand trial, despite all of the, you know, all of the mental anguish that he's been through in his, you know, the last 10, 15 years. And so they're like, well, I guess he's going to stand trial. And then on the last page, of course, you have the man himself, Egghead. Egghead is not dead, as the Avengers and all the authorities think. And he is, in fact, setting up him to take the big fall. So it looks like in the next issue we're going to get the trial, and that should be a lot of fun. So this is Dan from Comic Book Pit, and we'll see you next time.